Good evening, Patriots. I'm going to just put out real quick. There's a lot of trolls on here, so just ignore them. And we'll keep pushing along. We've got, our mods have been really busy, and this is a really, really hard board to manage. For those of you wondering, I keep seeing questions of why I'm not showing up on YouTube. If I'm not there with 190-some thousand followers, all the BDAD army, which are wonderful, wonderful patriots, it's probably for a good reason. And it's because YouTube has decided to suspend us for a week. We were naughty because I put in the words that Joe Biden didn't win, which we know he didn't. So that'll be enough to trigger about 50,000 trolls tonight. We know that, so that's okay. Patriots, I want to kind of focus on a passage and begin with something it's become a real focus for me, and I hope for you. And I'm just going to read it. It's Hebrews 13:5. Keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In this process, so many of these passages that I've read over time, I know you all have as well, have taken on such a different meaning as we've worked through this process of the enlightenment, or of the awakening of the enlightenment. It's really kind of that too. We are really working through an interesting time when many of these passages are settling in and really transforming the way we see the world. And so much of that is centered on our relationship to the material versus the spiritual. We have to come to a place increasingly to get through this storm, which is a place I hope that we all retain and remain, which is the worship of God first and the emphasis of being that we place on the spirit within us and not just on the things that are around us. Central is to all of that is exactly the world that we left, and that is the concept that everything constructed around us has some sort of monetary value. And the world that we're entering into has value in terms of what it provides into the world and what we're giving into the world and what the spiritual value of, value is a bad term, but spiritual gift is. It's an amazing time to witness and equally to be part of, and we're all part of that. Every time we come together, we experience it. And I think what's most amazing is we experience this incredible unity through a digital space, having not seen each other. We know each other by screen names. We know each other by comments. We know each other by avatars. And yet through that process, we build a connection. And it's a living connection. It's truly amazing. It's one of these places where God has worked miracles, quite frankly, because we've taken a platform that was controlled and is controlled still by, we might say, evil for the most part. And our work in building unity, our work in building connectivity, and always pressing in prayer and faith into that, we're literally rewiring the very evil on which it has it in its hold. Perhaps that's one of the greatest things about this entire digital army movement, is that within this concept of evil, which there is at its core, in its heart, there is an artificial intelligence, which they're using to try to learn from us, to manage us. And yet our constant press for truth, our resistance and our resilience, every time it tries to attack us or take us down, we're turning around and we're pushing in faith, we're pushing in positivity, we're pushing in truth. And I truly believe that in the outcome of this, we're reshaping and retraining something that they had designed for evil to literally become perhaps peaceful, at least neutral in this process. All of that centers on a priority shift in us. We've moved from fighting in the mental state of fighting and aggressively going after things to a place where we've been able to step increasingly away from that fight, and we haven't really had a lot of choice in it. And at the same time, the order of battle that we have worked with has been pretty amazing, because we've seen the transformation around us where we have, 5 years ago, we were literally in the trenches. And that's deep in the trenches, fighting nasty comments, dealing with nasty to nasty. You fast forward 5 years now, and we laugh at some of the attacks. We ignore the attacks. We stay strong together. We throw prayer at the attacks. It's an amazing transformation, and it's such a spiritual evolution in all of us that we can only look to God and say thank you. It's a humbling time, and it's such an emotional time in many ways to be here and be alive, because we're living in a way that I think we, as close as we've ever been to how God would hope we would live. And that's one of the beauties of conflict, is in the midst of conflict, while you discover the worst of humanity, you equally discover the best of humanity. And humanity is good at its core. It's beautiful. Our differences aren't as grand as we think they are. Our common ground of love and respect for one another is greater than most realize. And together, when we hold to that, we find a common place in the belief in God. And from there, we walk together and hopefully we grow. And as we find those common grounds as well in our love and respect for the sacrifices made, especially the sacrifice by Christ, our Savior. We are all given now that gift of eternal life. It's the daily part that we're accountable for and we have to continue to evolve to. And it's the accountability that for so long was missing. It's not about the accountability of fear that you're going to be cast away into some sort of living hell or afterlife you wouldn't receive because, and I'm really not exaggerating in some of these stories, like in some of the older Baptist teachings, it was like if you didn't wear khaki pants and a button-down shirt, it's like you were violating a tenet of God, a dress code, right? And that is part of the challenge, and where we sit now is to step away and to step into a world where center to everything that we do is not the car, is not the house. And I've hit this theme a lot, but it's really becoming so evident how important this is, because we're on the cusp of literally being handed an opportunity to live a different way. And it's going to look very similar. And yet I'm experiencing it every day. And it's an unbelievable respect I have for people and for patriots, the extension of love that is shared. And I always hope I can share that back. And as a recipient of it, you know, in a place that I never expected to receive it, it's transformational. And you see a direction that we can all go and all walk. In the time of crisis, we all share a common moment. And that moment is the crisis itself, or it's the fear, or it's the resistance to an evil. And then it's just like war. You're facing something and you bond together in those moments because you're all sharing that stress. The real challenge, though, is to be able to hold on to that and not let it be something that simply becomes a story or a war story. I remember when. Let me tell you about this battle. Let me tell you when we got ambushed. Let me do this. The real challenge is to take that experience in that moment, like we're having now, and to feel it, to embody it in you, to respect the gift that it's giving you, and to not let it ever escape, meaning that it transforms us. I think we can, and I believe that what we're witnessing is a new level of humanity. It's not a humanity of fear. It's a common bond of this fearlessness, yet so much respect and so driven by love at a deep level, the agape love. The love for our world, the love for each other, and it's a love for God that's so deep that it's literally bringing us all back to Him. What an amazing, amazing time. We're reconnecting through Him, and it proves itself. And the proof is literally what's happening right at this very second. It's the extension that we feel together right now. We're not sitting together. We're spread out all over the country, to some degree all over the world. And yet here we are, and we feel that connection. What a gift. It's a living, breathing, spiritual internet of a sort, right? And I think that's the spark, the glimmer of what part of our true inheritance is. So much of what's around us in the world is man-made. It's artificial to replicate that which is natural. I would argue to a certain degree that the internet is that exactly, that within us is a capability to do, in a loose sense, what the internet does, because through that we can connect, truly connect in a way we've never imagined. But for so long we have lived in a world that keeps telling us we can't, we're not this, we're not that. You need to buy this, you need to own that. And all those years, it's been a repression, truly, of who we are. I've used this example many times, but it's one I come back to, and it's a remarkable reflection on what has happened. We are the most heavily armed citizenry in the history of humankind. Truly amazing. As a rough estimate, it's something like 300 million weapons in several billion rounds of ammunition and storage. That's just in the citizenry. From the patriot side, with some minor little exceptions, and I mean minor, there has not been any unified action to take up those arms in the last 5 years. Instead, 80 million people that control 90% of the weaponry in this nation chose another path. They chose to protest peacefully. They chose to pray together. They chose to respect one another. They chose to walk away from violence and instead hold a line with God and pray. They took blows from the other side, physical blows. They've been physically harmed, and yet there's never been a question of whether there should be retribution. All we've asked for is justice. What an incredible statement to what we've become. What an incredible statement. And it's not been easy. Every single one of us at one point or another has felt the rage of watching our brethren be attacked, be abused, be verbally harmed. And yet, patriots, here we are. The country's in an absolute clown show right now. I don't even know how to say it. And I have to laugh. I have to be honest. I look at this nut job that's up there right now and that entire circus that is going on. And on one level, you can take it and be fearful. You can take it and be outraged. And those emotions are legitimate, okay? But on the other hand, when we sit back and we look at it and we think how perfect God is, and we think about the incredible, true sacrifices that Christ made for us, and you look at that clown show, you literally have to take a moment and laugh and turn to God and say, like, are you giving me some entertainment after all these years? Because I'm enjoying it, but it's a little bit wild. Patriots, we are so solid in the Lord, and we've returned us. We've brought that light back of in God we trust. And it's the place that we've learned so well that when everything seems to be going wrong and going off the rails, when we watched our president get on Marine One and give the non-resignation kind of goodbye farewell, not goodbye farewell speech, we all felt it because we knew something was off, but at the same time, we also knew it wasn't final, and yet it was empty, and we felt that. Because in those moments, we were watching somebody that we love depart from where we were. But where we turn to is what gives us the greatest strength. And what gives us strength is God and the reassurance in God of knowing that all will be well. That God is telling us each day, I will not forsake you. You must trust in me. And when we step into that place of accepting that we will trust in God, and God does deliver, he's speaking in unbelievable volumes these days. And in those depths of really painful, and I'm not going to kid you, I was equally one of them on that 20th, which was kind of like watching a horror film. But I also know that through the process of turning to God, there's the reassurance to say, hold the line, trust in me. It's going to be okay. You have to believe. And with that, we're stable, we're solid. And the more that we move into that space, we can move away from our extreme emotions and we recenter ourselves. And what that's doing is it's recentering ourselves in the strength of his love. And that's why we turn to him. We're not being condemned or judged because we have human emotions of anger and rage and emotional pain as we watch somebody we truly love and respect and was leading us in a direction to walk away, because there's not a clear path before us. But all God's asking us to do is just turn to me. Trust in me. And I'll show you the way. And as we do that, what we find is instead of going weeks, and this is where we go back to say 2015, and something like this would have happened, patriots, we would have all felt this for weeks. But look at the transformation that's happened, because now it's not weeks, it's only 2 days later. And we're laughing, we're seeing through some of the nonsense, and we know that no matter what happens, we will prevail and God will guide us to victory. That's how solid we are now. What an amazing time. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has over
Excuse me a minute.
No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure. In these last couple days, that way to escape, that way to endure, was prayer and turning to him. What an absolutely amazing experience that is. And in the process, we're healed, we're strengthened, and the burdens are lifted. We are an amazing group of people. We are an amazing coming together of God's children. We are literally the threads of the perfect tapestry, and we've brought so many of the threads home. And at the same time, we're still trying to reach across and bring so many of them over with us. It's a time when we find ourselves no longer so angry and more empathetic, that we extend prayer to the others for them to heal, and we hope that they do. But we also have learned that line of not to fall in and to try to, at all costs, bring them over. But instead, it's the mature line where now we're able to hold it, extend a hand, but also the crumbs that they must choose to follow. That is the power of where we sit now with God, knowing that we want to bring as many people into this fold as we can. God wants that too. But we don't want to ever lose ourselves again to where we were. The path ahead will be defined a great deal by our relationship and our ability to hold that relationship with love and respect for one another. When we slip, we're going to need each other. When we slip, we have to be reminded and keep those memories strong of these times when, under siege, we have had to turn to each other for support in whatever capacity that is. When these times pass, and they will, when things start to show a great deal more light and we get busy again with a more normal life, whatever that looks like, these memories must become the guideposts and the maps for our future so that we don't forget this time and these emotions and what we've learned from this. The great lesson I've taken from war is to take the best and the worst and to never forget it, but not to stay there. That's the key. It's to take those lessons and bring them forward so that I'm reminded of the moments of those incredible emotions or those incredible feelings when you have bond, or when you're on the other side of that, maybe you're alone and feeling like the world is completely going to collapse around you. But those moments provide us with teaching moments that when we hang on to them, when we face that again, it gives us strength, and it allows us to never return back to a place that we were before then, that might be ugly, that might be disrespectful, or even just walking unconsciously along a path. We have to continue a path of awakening no matter what we're faced with. And the path of awakening is a lifelong journey. It's not something that's simply going to be here today. We check the box and it's over. A transformation and the responsibility that we now hold in our heart and our soul is that as we move forward, as God will never forsake us, we must never drift from him again. We must never let those words, "In God we trust," fall from our mantle of our country again. We must never, ever forget that in all that we do, breathe, and walk, that prayer and faith become the foundations of everything that we are. And when we place those foundations underneath us and we put the love of God and the priority of spirit ahead of us, we transform the world. It's literally that simple. What an amazing time to be, where we're given the opportunity. Literally, God's saying, "Here you go. I'm going to give you one of the greatest gifts you can ever imagine." And we look and we say, "What is that?" He says, "I'm going to let you shape a new world. All you have to do is to believe in me and know that I will never forsake you. Just trust in me. And that is where we are. So, Patriots, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the opportunities and the experiences that come through this time, and we ask that those memories aren't just memories, but they become transformational to our soul. That we're able to walk forward, Lord, taking the gifts that you've given us, the insights, the lessons, the awakening, and to let it burn, not just burn, but to burn ever brighter each step that we step into the world, deeper and farther in. Lord, we are truly humbled where we are and what you've given to us and all the sacrifices made for us. We're humbled in our station in life, no matter how meek or how grand, because we know that in that moment, no matter what you've given us, provided us, the most important part of that is your love and our trust in you. And as we face this time, all of those differences that we saw as material differences have started to fall and those scales have disappeared. And instead of seeing us through the lens of material items or want and need, we're now seeing ourselves truly at the depth of our heart and our soul. Let us always see clearly. Let us always walk purely in that light of Christ. And let us forever have that love of you and the words "In God we trust" burned into our path and to every step and breath that we take. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. So, Patriots, I wish you a very blessed evening. I'll be back tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Pacific and 8 a.m. Eastern for Peace Be Still. Until then, have a blessed night. Keep your eyes forward. Keep your head up. Never, never give in to this evil. Always pray and trust in God. And take time to pray. Truly, with God and Christ at your side, throughout the day, throughout the night, and be humbled in the time in which we live. Good night, Patriots. I'll see you tomorrow.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights spent pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. We're on the edge of a moment, but not a void that now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. We're on the edge, now we're diving in. Stay a while and you'll see that every broken dream fit together flawlessly, pave the road to better things. Letting go of the moments that could only keep us down. I can see it now, can you see it now? We're on the edge of a moment, but not a void that now we're diving in. The light up ahead, we're running to it. In the night we were wild, we were golden. Sparks and embers fly wherever we were going. Fire and ice, we built our lives on survival. expressions, walls crying, lightning strikes, dark sky, and thunder rumbling. You can't stop the storm from coming. Holding on to what we built, absolution. East of Eden, running with the wolves of freedom. If you listen, hear the whispers what the night knows. There's a revolution rising in the shadows. Fire and ice we hold inside a revival. Guided past the fault lines, we're running, your hand in mine. Freedom, the song we're having. You can't stop a storm from coming. Why look, it all comes rushing. Wolves crying, lightning strikes. Dark sky and thunder rumbling. You can't stop a storm from coming. I'll be your stronghold. I won't let go of you tonight into the unknown. We fight for all that we desire. I'll be your stronghold. Oh, and it's winter in your mind into the unknown. Fire and ice, sweet cavalry. Thunder rumbling, you can't stop a storm from coming.